Ever feel like, I don't know, maybe we're just stuck seeing this tiny slice of something way bigger, like we're watching just one panel of some kind of cosmic movie.
I can see where you're going with that.
What if I told you there's this idea out there and it says the universe isn't built like a movie, but like a triptych?
The triptych.
Yeah, you know, those three-part artworks, but instead of paint or whatever, it's, well, reality itself.
Okay, now you've got me interested.
We're diving into the Noellian triptych. And get this, it mashes up physics with like the big questions about the
Right
universe.
from the jump, ambitious. I like it.
So this triptych thing, it splits the universe into three parts: the past, the instant, and the future.
Sounds kind of straightforward so far.
Yeah, deceptively simple, right? But hold on, because here's where it gets wild.
It's not just about how Weberi marked time, like on a calendar. It's saying the universe itself, its very fabric, is built on this three-part structure.
Okay, gotta admit, that's got my attention. So walk me through this. How's the past part of the universe's structure?
So the Noellian triptych, it links the past to this thing called the M-brain, short for the membrane of matter control.
Membrane, catchy.
Right. But picture this, a huge canvas, like unimaginably huge, stretched out across everything. That's the M-brain. All the stars, planets, galaxies, they exist on this canvas. And the laws of physics, gravity, all that, they hold sway on the M-brain. It's the part of the universe that's, well, structured, predictable. The stuff we can observe with telescopes, you know, all the science-y stuff.
So the past is like the foundation of the universe,
Yeah.
solid, dependable, all that.
In a nutshell, yeah. Now the future, that's where it gets even more interesting. We're talking about the W brain, the wave brain of energy chaos.
Okay, so chaos. How does that fit in with all the order we were just talking about?
See, the W brain, it's not about order, it's about potential. Think of waves crashing on a beach. But instead of water, it's pure energy,
Yeah.
diverging from everywhere, constantly shifting, full of possibilities that haven't happened yet.
All right, so we got the M brain, all structured, representing the past, and this W brain, wave-like and chaotic, for the future.
Yeah.
So how do they like work together? What happens when these two totally different forces meet?
You're asking the right question. And the answer is the instant. That middle panel in our triptych, it's a point where the M brain and the W brain are constantly colliding, interacting.
Hold on. So the past and the future, they're not just like existing side by side. They're actively bumping up against each other too. Create the present moment.
Exactly. It's a never-ending dance. Order and chaos always in motion. And from that dance, reality as we know it emerges.
You know, this is making me think about that faint signal we can still pick up from the Big Bang, the cosmic microwave background radiation. Is that part of this whole triptych idea?
Bingo. Think about what happens when you rub your hands together. You feel heat, right? That's friction. Now imagine that on a cosmic scale. The M brain and the W brain constantly rubbing up against each other, generating a kind of cosmic friction. And that friction, that could be the cosmic microwave background radiation we're picking up.
Whoa, so the universe is like constantly being created right now as we speak. My head's spinning a little bit.
It's a mind-blowing concept. And here's the kicker. We exist inside that constant creation. Our consciousness trying to make sense of this dance between order and chaos, that's the instant.
This is what I love about these deep dives. So, what are the implications of all this? If we're not just passively moving through time, but actually existing right at the point where order and chaos meet, what does that mean for us?
That's where we move from the world of physics to the world of, honestly, philosophy. If we're right there in the thick of it, does that mean we can influence how the universe unfolds?
Okay, I am so down that rabbit hole.
Even a little, right?
Yeah.
Makes you question what we think is fixed versus what's actually in constant flux.
Let's try to wrap our heads around this whole triptych thing. Paint a picture for us. What does this actually like look like?
Right, so picture this. On the left side, you have the M brain. It's structured, almost rigid. And matter is emerging from it, expanding outwards into the universe as we know it.
Got it. The past, solid and sprawling. What about the other side?
On the right, you got the W brain. It's the opposite. All energy constantly fluctuating, waves upon waves of energy, but they're converging inwards.
Okay, so two opposing forces, past and future, meeting in the middle. What's happening in the center panel of our cosmic artwork?
That's the instant, the collision point, the spark, the flash point. That residual heat we talked about, that's the heat of creation itself. The universe is literally coming into being in that spot, moment by moment.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot to process. This Noellian triptych is one powerful image.
It definitely makes you think. But gotta add a little disclaimer here. The Noellian triptych is a fascinating model, but it's still a model. for it to become a scientific theory, it needs hardcore math and testable predictions.
So more to explore, more to uncover, makes you wonder. If the instant is where the M-brain and W-brain are interacting, could our choices, our actions, however small, affect that interaction? Could we be influencing the way the universe unfolds, even in a tiny quantum way? Something to think about.